Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. That the Lord hath made. Father God, we come to say thank you for another day. We bless you, Father God, that we woke up this morning with our mind stayed fast on you. We thank you, Father God, for our angelic assistance as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you for the angels watching over us. Thank you for an open heaven and your will being done in and through our lives. We thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are God and you are God alone. We thank you that we belong to you and you belong to us and we are one in you. We say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for our listening audience around the globe. Everyone who is listening and everyone who is partaking. And Father God, we say thank you for our time of fasting and rededication to you. Thank you for family and friends, for health, for life, for strength, for our destinies. God, we come this morning to say in all things we do give you thanks and we give you praise. Thank you for bringing us up to this date and time. And we bless your holy and your righteous name. Bless our services on today, Father, where you and you alone will get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. And may you and you alone be glorified and your people be edified. And Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord, we bless the Lord. And we like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And we thank him for this another day that the Lord God he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being with us on this morning. Maybe it's afternoon or evening where you are, but you are here with us, and we say thank you. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Our spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is Lord. It is our pleasure to serve in this capacity. We want to thank God for this platform where we come to fellowship. Glory be to God. 7 days a week. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just celebrated our 12th anniversary. And we thank God for it. Amen. He has brought us this far by faith. Amen. So please enjoy the services. Amen. And continue to rejoice in the God of our salvation. We have embarked on 21 days of fasting, and we want to thank God for it's a global movement. It's just not this ministry. You just about any Christian that you're talking to, especially those that belong to a body of believers corporately. It's a lot of corporate fasting taking place in the first month of January. And we are just establishing forefront. We are unifying and we're coming together all around the globe. We're putting up a resistance and we're letting the devil know, amen, we are not playing. We are not playing. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. So we have been enjoying, amen, sharings and elaborations all this week as different ones have come, amen, to share with us, amen, what the Holy Spirit is breaking down to them in reference to fasting. And so we want to thank God. We have been blessed all this week. Let me see. Let's see. I think I kicked it off. Amen. Glory be to God. But we want to thank God for, amen, our Pastor Erica. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our Minister Joanne, Minister Shannon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Ernestine. And today, amen, we have our Evangelist Nancy. Amen. Coming to us. Amen. To share whatever the Lord has given unto her. We look in the book of Daniel, chapter number 10, and we see here where it says, verse number 3, it says, I ate no choice food, I ate no meat or wine touch my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over. And beloved, this is the scripture here that we get the Daniel's fast from. Amen. This is where people, excuse me, they say the Daniel's fast because he fasted for 21 days. Amen. When he didn't eat no meat. He didn't drink no wine. He didn't eat no bread. He didn't eat no sweets. He didn't eat no desserts. Okay, for 21 days. And so that is the Daniel's fast. All right. So at this time, we want to introduce to some and present to others our Evangelist Nancy. We want to thank God for this woman of God. She is faithful in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. She's a soul winner. She's a soldier on the forefront. Amen. And she has many gifts and many abilities. And we just want to thank God for who she is. Amen. And her work in the Lord's kingdom and to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So without any further ado, at this time, let us receive her, amen, for her grace, and let us receive her for her abilities as she comes. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Pastor Dr. Alfreda. I got a little, I'm just going to bring forth the word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, good morning to each and everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. God, as I bring forth the hallelujah word today, God, help me, God, in the name of Jesus, not to bring you into an open shame. Please forgive me for my sins. And thank you for forgiving us all for our sins, God. Endow us with your power, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me, God, so that you would get the glory, the honor, and all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, God's a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. Oh, yes, God, all by himself. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I need to make sure, God, that I get up on time this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Do ask God something from the heart, he will, yes, God, he will bless you for your prayer petition or your big prayer request in the name of Jesus. And God, make sure I did not oversleep. And I thank God for that in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, people, before I get started, I'm just going to go ahead and get started in the name of Jesus. I'm coming from Ephesians. I don't know how God's going to do this, but I'm allowing God to just mix it and blend it all in as one in the mighty name of Jesus. And it says Ephesians, the 6th chapter, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, starting at the 6th verse. God said, not with eye servant as a man pleaser, but as a servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with God, with good will, doing the service. Yes, God, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not, yes, God, and not to men, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. You know, God loves it. Whenever we do it from the heart. It's the same as fasting. Because God said when you fast, do it in secret, and he will reward you out openly. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. I wasn't planning on going this way. In the name, oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, when you fast, you got to do it unto the Almighty God. And when you fast, you cannot do it to please a man. You doing it to please God in the name of Jesus. For God said so many people bellies are becoming their God in the name of Jesus. You know you got to give time out for God. When you fast, it builds a relationship between you and God in the name of Jesus. You know when you fast, you got to let your husband know that you're fasting because you can't do the things that you normally do in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, people, but I got mine to say I'm sorry. I'm going to allow God to use me for his glory in the name of Jesus. See, when you're fast, you got to say, baby, we can't do this tonight, or we can't do all that tonight, because I'm giving my time into it, God. Now, if you want to fast with me, that's something different in the name of Jesus. See, fasting in the name of Jesus, give us a dunamis power in the name of Jesus, power to we, yes, God, to cast down the devil, to cast down the evil forces that's trying to come against us, in the name of Jesus. I think about the Lord Jesus Christ, who was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights. But if you really read it, in the name of Jesus, after God the fasting, that's when the tempter came. He came to tempt, well, let's say that's when Satan came and tried to hit him at his weakest point. In the name of Jesus, see, Satan knew that he was a little weak in his flesh because he didn't have anything to eat. In the name of Jesus, and when you fast, you know you got to be careful of your continent and the way that you look at people and your attitude. I remember the first time I started fasting. Oh, my God, it was hard for me. I'm talking about me. I don't know how it is for you. In the name of Jesus, and boy, people could tell because I didn't really understand it, but I was learning and being taught in the name of Jesus by the Holy Ghost and by our pastor in the name of Jesus. And I remember I out with my face is all scrubbed up. I couldn't wait to get off my fast. And sometimes I cut it shorter in the name of Jesus. I didn't quite understand it or comprehend it. But the more you fast, the more easier it becomes. In the name of Jesus, turn it down your plate. It's not easy all the time because you was, you know, you're used to feeding your spirit. And I mean, your guest got the natural spirit with whatever you wanted. See, in the name of Jesus, but it takes time after a while. And then once you, a lot of people say, well, I can't fast because, you know, different reasons, yes, Lord, different excuses of why they can't fast in the name of Jesus. But I think about Jesus. I tell you, 40 days and 40 nights, tell nobody to fast 40 days and 40 nights now. In the name of Jesus, only one person they said did it, and he didn't do too well when he got off. In the name of Jesus, amen. So turn it down. I pray that as a personal thing with God. In the name of Jesus, when we do it from the heart. See, we can't do things to please people. We got to do it from the heart. In the name of Jesus, the more you do things for God and from the heart, and the more easier it becomes because you're loving on God. God said, I want you to love on me today. I want you to saturate yourself with me today. I want you to read your word today. I want you to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord today. In the name of Jesus, come on, I want you to love me, not man. I want you to love me in the spiritual way and not the natural way. I want you to take time out for me. How often do we take time out for the Almighty God? Do we only take time out to God when we need something? Every time we need something. But how about when you got everything you want? When you got everything you need, how much time do you give to God? When you get everything you want, now you got everything you need. Now do you back off of God? Do you stop reading your word? Do you stop meditating? Because you got what you want. Oh, no, God, I'll talk to you later. Holy Spirit said, don't go out. Don't answer that phone. I want you to love for me today. But not right now, God. I made a promise to this one, and I made a promise to that one. I want to be a man pleaser right now. I got to run around here. I got to run around there. In the name of Jesus, God said, whoa, 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 whoa. They don't have the power to cast down, to build up. I want you to meditate on me. Love on me. Why ain't you putting that plate down for just a few minutes? Well, God, you know, I'm hungry. Shoot, God, I'm keeping me. I'm hungry today. You can't give me an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours of your time. Love me. Meditate. Turn that plate down in the name of Jesus. Stop giving me all these excuses. I said that's how we could grieve the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. So when we want to do it our way, it's the God's way. Do you know the more we love on God, and we just got to be a God pleaser, it delights God. We feel hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. You start feeling the anointings of God come upon you. You feel the songs of Zion coming out of you. All of a sudden you say, oh, God, I ain't seen this song in a long time. Oh, God, I haven't felt your presence in a long time, God. I've been waiting for this, God. Oh, God, I haven't danced like this. I haven't danced like David danced in a long time, God. I'm glad I'm fast. I'm glad I'm Jesus, I'm glad I turned down my plate. I might not dance like I used to, but God, I'm in this chair. And oh, Lord, I haven't felt like this. That's when you know you're fasting from the heart, when you feel the anointings of God. Oh, Jesus, come come over you like never before in the name of Jesus. And then after you get finished fasting, people start to look at you and they say, what is she looking at? Because they don't see, you don't see when everybody see the continent of God upon you, the light of Christ upon you, and the way is God, and the way that God sees it up. And you just be walking and people are like, excuse me, sorry. And they turn around and they're looking at you, but you don't feel them looking at you. I mean, you feel them looking, but you're wondering, well, let's stick my teeth. Is my clothes all right? See, we're thinking the negative, but they see it in the spiritual realm, in the name of Jesus. See, that's why we got to be more God, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I used to be a man pleaser. Oh, yes, and I ain't talking no sexual either. In the name of Jesus, I'm talking about man pleaser, even on my job. Once my boss would come in the name of Jesus, I'd jump up and start cleaning and all that stuff. Acting like I'm busy, can't wait to leave so I can sit back down and the Holy Spirit say, what are you doing? I do believe I told y'all this before. And the name, I said, I don't know, Lord, I'm just trying to find something to do. Lord, sit down. Sit down. Stop acting like this. You don't got to jump up every time a person come in. That's a man, please. But with a God, please, you start talking about the goodness of the Lord. You start talking about me. You start giving me praise of thanksgiving. Start holding a conversation with these people. Every time they jump up, they wondering if you're doing it to the patient. In the name of Jesus, sit back in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I sure will. And then we started talking, hallelujah, Lord. We started talking about the goodness of the Lord. It gave me time to start thanking God and praising God. I started feeling the presence of God because I was delighting God and not men. See, every time I started, yes, God, being a man pleaser, I was getting upset with myself, trying to find things to do. Saying things and acting ways that I normally don't. So now I ain't got the joy. So they looking at my continent. They looking at me. Not knowing they don't see the presence of God. But when I started doing it God's way, in the name of Jesus, I started feeling the presence of God. I started feeling his anointings. Now God used me. I opened up my mouth. I said, oh, Jesus, where did all this come from? And the person said, you know what? You're right. I was just thinking about that. That's something to think about. And then the patient started adding in. Yeah, you're right. You're right, because God's a good God. And now we started having a conversation about the Almighty God, not the things of yes, God was displeasing to God. We started talking about the things that God wanted to hear all along. We started pleasing God in the name of Jesus. And I started doing it from the heart. See, when you become a man pleaser, you ain't doing it from the heart. You really doing it just to be pleasing them. And now you're upset with yourself. Oh, Jesus. Now you're angry. Now it's bitterness and strife in the name of Jesus. Now your conversation has changed. Now everything changed because you're being more man pleaser instead of God pleaser. In the name of Jesus, people, let me tell you one thing. Time is winding down. Are you a God pleaser or a man pleaser, even in your own home? You cannot compromise with everybody. You cannot compromise with the world. That's a man pleaser. But you got to stand firm on God's word. You got to stand firm. That's why you fast in the name of Jesus. You fast in the name of Jesus so you can look him in the eyes and say, I'm not going to compromise with you today. Because I got a dunamis power. God's got to activate this power in me. I know everybody ain't gonna like me. I know everybody ain't gonna understand me. But what I do all for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. Now when I fast, no one knows I fast because I try to be the same person, not the boast, not the brag. Some people say, why you ain't I say, oh, girl, shoot. I eat later. Girl, that's what my problem is. I touch my gut. I say, look at all this. Oh, girl, I get back to it. Eat a potato chips. You don't you touch my chips, girl. And leave that. Don't you touch that stuff. Just leave it there. I'll get it. What's a big rush? Why are you asking me to eat anyway? I'm all right. I'm just fine. I appreciate you asking. But before, I think I told y'all before, now I was fasting. I don't know who might be, hallelujah, going through this. And I smelled the cheesesteak. I think I told this before. And I said, good God Almighty, that cheesesteak sure smelling good. And I was fasting now. I guess it wasn't really too sincere. And I looked up and said, God, the truth, God, that cheesesteak sure smelling good right about now. God, forgive me for my sins. But I'm about to go on and be a cheesesteak. It ain't funny, Lord. It was funny then. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Because I don't know how many of y'all might be going through. But we could do it, y'all. You could do it. You could do it with the help of God. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, everything that smells good, it's not good for you. I said, what? Everything that smells good, it's not good. God was trying to tell me, stay on your fast. Because it might smell good, ain't going to be good. Gal, I had to repent because I went on and did it my way. Evangelist Nancy wanted that cheesesteak. I said, well, this must be a trick of the devil. There was no trick of no devil. The devil don't care about you eating and turning down your fast. He loves it when you turn down that fast in the name of Jesus. And I went on and got that cheesesteak, and that cheesesteak was so nasty. I ain't gonna kid y'all. It was so nasty. And I got the point then. And I said, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me for cutting my fast off for that cheesesteak that my flesh wanted, but my spirit didn't want. And I mean, I really repented. And then, but I had to learn something. God allowed me to do that so I could learn. In the name of Jesus, I got taught a good lesson. Oh, yes, I did. I repented. Of course, he forgave me because I try to repent from, I not try, I repent from the heart. In the name of Jesus. So, people, I'm telling you the truth. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. For God said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, in the name of Jesus. So the more you fast, the more you delight in God, you show them how much you love them. See, it's easy to quote a scripture, whether we got it wrong or right. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, we still learn it. You can't be like Dr. Alfred the prophet. You can't be like this one or that one. And everybody's level in Christ is different. In the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior. So I know that we all can do it for those that fast. As the, you know, the pastor prophet, I ask you, in the name of Jesus. You know, let me tell you one thing, people. I tell you, I really realized when I started fasting and the more I started doing it all for the glory of God. Like I told you, it became easier. And easier, and easier. I said, oh, shoot, this ain't bad. And one thing also, I noticed when you fast, you can't sit there. If you're going to fast for 5 hours, 8 hours, I don't know how long you're fasting. And I mean, everybody fasts at different times, is what I'm trying to say. You can't sit there and watch no TV. Now, that's what I did, too, and I'm going to keep it real with you. In the name of Jesus. Because I ain't know no better. I was trying to hurry up and rush the time. So what I did, I sat there and watched TV maybe for 2-3 hours when I should have been meditating on God. Oh, I can't wait to, and I kept saying, oh, I can't wait till this is over. Well, I can't wait till that over. Rushing it. But you can't rush God. You got to sit back. And the more I started fasting and listening to the Holy Spirit, it taught me. the Holy Spirit taught me, oh, no, 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 this ain't how you meditate on God. This is not how you fast. So, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. I said, then God, teach me, to the Holy Spirit, teach me what to do. Teach me how to fast. And if you're really serious and you say it from the heart, the Holy Spirit's okay. Now, make sure everything turned off. Yes, Lord, I got that. Take that phone, put it on mute. Yes, Lord. They got a message. They call, they leave a message for you. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you can't talk your way all through your fast either. Unless sometimes God allows you to talk if you're talking about the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, are you trying to win a soul for kingdom? That delights God. Are you having a little Bible study while you're fasting? That's okay. You know, if you come to get an agreement in the name of Jesus, just acknowledge God. Say, God, is this okay? Can I do this? And then the Holy Spirit started training me and teaching me in the name of Jesus. And do you know, I started feeling the joy of the Lord. I wasn't always a joyful woman. I think I told you all that more than one. I was a bitter woman. Oh, good God Almighty, was I bitter. I don't even think some of my sisters even want to be around me at certain times. I mean, God, I'm still learning and growing now. Not only misunderstand me, but I came a long way, and I was bitter. Oh, God, was I bitter. I don't think I even hated myself. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Shoot, we human. I don't know why we hate to tell people the truth. I'm telling the truth about me. Evangelist Nancy. I was bitter. Nasty. In the name of Jesus. But boy, when I really started to get to understand the fullness of fasting and the fullness of salvation, in the name of Jesus, how God's teaching me to put him first and not last, to acknowledge him. He keep giving me that strength, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. I lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge me. And I will strengthen thy heart. I'm going to do it, not man. I'm making a change in you. I'm not man. Keep on delighting in me. Keep on fasting and praying in the name of Jesus. Because you got the power to do it in the name of Jesus. It is the word of God that's going to take you through your fast. Do you trust God? Do you believe in God? Do you love God? We say we love you in the name of Jesus. How much do you love him? Do you love him enough to turn down your plate and to fast without giving excuses why you won't do it? You know, we got a lot of nerves to God. We ain't going to do it. Because when you don't do it, you tell them they ain't going to do it. Not everybody might fast, like I said, different times. That's between you and the Lord. In the name of Jesus, whatever you do, do it from the heart. From the heart. And God knows whatever you fast for. You know, you fast for the positive things. You don't fast for nobody's getting hurt. And they said you could fast for finances, job, healing. You know, what up, Pastor Bradford? I know she'll explain it to everybody. You can fast. But nothing negative. I want that man next door. I want that woman called. Look, come on now. That's foolishness. Keep that fast. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. But you can fast just about for anything. You know, well, sometimes it's good to even ask the Almighty God, God, what should I fast for? That's why I always ask. I ain't telling you to be like me. Please don't. I said, God, okay, I'm a fast. Okay, who am I fasting for? What am I fasting for, this individual? You know, ask God, acknowledge him. And sit still enough to hear God in the name of Jesus. You know, like Pastor Brad said, it went to the Daniel fast. When, you know, so, that, you know, this whatever you do, when you fast, just don't go around telling other people. When you tell people, you might as well get off the fast. Get off, because it's fluent. What you do in secret, God's going to reward you. Amen. Fasting gives us the strength, too, to walk away from the devices of the enemy, from the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, do it. Sometimes I tell you the truth, that relationship, when you fast, it is a relationship with God. Oh, I just feel like crying. I don't know why I feel like crying. Because when you fast, you just feel the presence of God. You see the change what God is making in you. And you sit back and you say, and you look at your past, and you look at you now, and the way you used to think, you don't think that way no more. The way you used to dress, you don't dress that way no more. The way you used to act, you don't act that way no more. And some things come by fasting and praying. Fasting and praying. In the name of you, and the fasting make you want to love people more. It gives you a smile on your face. It just make a change in you. In the name of Jesus, sometimes people look at me I haven't seen in a while, and they just keep staring because all they can remember is the past. Let go of the past. God is trying to deal with so many people in this fasting. Let go of the past. Let go of the things that you used to do. In the name of Jesus, you are a new creature. In the name of Jesus, they bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. To love more on him. In the name of Jesus, to love more on God. That's another reason why we fast, to love more. How can we say we love God and we never seen him yet? We still hate our brothers and sisters. Still talking about him and acting like you don't want to be around him. And whatever the reason is, you get on the phone and here comes the negative conversation. Talking about this one and that one and that one and this one. In the name of Jesus. So sometimes when you're fast, you say, God, I'm still doing it, the old me. I don't want to talk about nobody no more. I don't want to be with this crowd no more. I don't want to do the things that I'm doing that is displeasing in your sight, God. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm turning down this plate. Creating me a clean heart. Creating me a clean heart. Creating me a clean heart. Renew, renew, renew the right spirit in me, God. I want to be more like you, God. In the name of Jesus. Do sometimes we fast and say, God, I'm fasting because I want to be more like you. What is your prayer petition? What is your prayer request? I don't want to know. We don't want to know. I'm just asking a question. This is something to ask yourself about. What are you fasting for? Is it pleasing in the sight of God what you ask it for? Is it negative? Is it something immaterial? Is it a closer walk with God? God said, if you keep your mind on the heavenly things, then he will provide. He will provide. He will provide the things that you need right now. But you got to keep your mind on the heavenly things. Are we pressing for it? Oh, I know I just see you can fast for anything. But be mindful of what you're fasting for. A closer relationship, people. To know the spirit by the spirit. There's a lot of spirits out here, people. Because a person wear a cross and carry a Bible and can speak in tongues and jump up and dance like David Dancer don't mean they are Christian. Don't mean it. Anybody can do it. Watch that devil. He's an imitator anyway. In the name of Jesus. I didn't even expect to say all this. In the name of Jesus. I'm glad I was attentive and heard what Pastor Bradford had said. And the name of Jesus, I said, oh, God, you got to help me in this heart. And thank you, Pastor Dr. Alfreda. Thank you for letting me know, because I think I had misinterpreted something, misunderstood something. But God just brought me through it. I didn't even know. I don't know if I'm crying because I feel somebody's aura. Maybe somebody else is crying. So, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, whatever you do, people, do it from the heart. Because God sees so many of my people come to me with their lips. and with their mouth, but their hearts are so far away from me. That's why I think so many people are still going around the wilderness. In the name of Jesus, still doing the same darn thing. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Because you don't really mean it. You're just talking to be talking. But when you're really sincere with God, and you really come forward with the sincerity from the heart, my God, it's a transformation that you would not believe. When people look at you, they wouldn't believe it. In the name of Jesus, they would see a transformation in you. They say, good God, is that the same person? Oh, no way, no way, no. Wait, give me my glass. Give me my glass. Yes, that is him. Yes, that is her. Oh, my God. I got to talk to him. I got to talk to her because the transformation, it comes through fasting and praying. The transformation comes from the, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. The communication, it builds you with a closer communication with God. Do you know a lot of people say they do not hear the voice of God? Huh. If you're a believer, you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I don't see why not. Maybe you're not sitting there long enough to hear the voice of God. God comes to people through the word of God. He comes in many forms of fashion. He's a peaceful God. He's not a God of confusion. When God speaks to you, you almost get chill bumps. And you get this peace that passes over you. And I mean a peace that, it's hard to explain to a person. You have to experience it for yourself. So remember, some things only come by fasting. God, thank you for taking me through this one and praying in the name of Jesus. Don't be a man pleaser. And if you are, say, God, help me not to be a man pleaser, God. I don't want to be up here when a man say, jump, I jump. When you tell me to jump, I take my time. In the name of Jesus. Did you jump faster for a man? Or did you jump faster for the Almighty God? Think about it. How many things that God told you this week to do and you didn't do it? But somebody called you to do it and you did it faster than when the Holy Spirit told you to do it. God, help me. Help me, God. In the name of Jesus. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother. But it's me standing in the need of prayer in Jesus' name. I love y'all all in Jesus' name. Is there anyone on this prayer line do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus? Would it be one? Do you know the angels of God will leave the 99 to get just one? One soul? One soul. Is it you? Is it you? Well, all you have to do is repeat the sinner prayer in the name of Jesus. Well, it's a sinner prayer that the Holy Spirit gave me. But you got to say it from the heart. You got to say it from the heart in the name of Jesus. All you have to say is, Jesus, excuse me, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that you died and rose again on the third day, and I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. If you said yes, God, I'm going to say it one more time. If anyone would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, open up your mouth. Don't be ashamed. All you have to say is, Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe, Jesus, that he died and rose again on the third day, and that I invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my life to be my Lord and Savior. And we thank you for the angels of the Lord rejoices over you now. So God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, if anyone receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, to get them to get to know you even more as they read the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, they will activate, ask you, God, to, when they read the Word of God, to give them full understanding and revelation of your Word. To first repent from their sins, because we should repent, even though we already repent, to repent because we all repent. Sin each and every day, not knowing, sometimes not even knowingly, in the name of Jesus, and ask God to give you full understanding of the mysteries of God with the revelation. So, in the name of Jesus, and we pray over them people or person that received the Lord Jesus Christ today, God. Help them, God, to stand firm on your word, God, not to get tricked or bamboozled by the trick of the devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. And thank you for allowing them to listen to the ministry of the Pastor Brass Doctor to Alfreda Bradford, in the name of Jesus, so they could grow under the word of God. Maybe they could text Pastor Bradford, Dr. Pastor Alfreda, and then they could get the information on how she could send them a little booklet, if she has it, which I know she does, so I'll take that back. In the name of Jesus, she could sing a little literatures that you could grow, or either your word of God, in the name of Jesus. If you have any questions you might want to ask her, I know she doesn't mind, because I know she always leave her number or ways to get in contact with the, yes, God, with the, yes, God, with the ministry, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray over the individuals or person that received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, helping God to become strong in you, God, putting their trust in you and not in man. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled because Jesus Christ is Lord. I love y'all all. This is Evangelist Nancy calling out the Philadelphia. Thank you, Pastor Bradford, Dr. Pastor Alfreda Bradford, in Jesus' name. God bless.
Amen, and thank you, Evangelist Nancy. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God on today. Amen. That never returns into him void, but always accomplishes everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For you sharing. Amen. And as the word of God tells us in Colossians 3:17, and whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. So there it is right there, beloved. All that we do, amen, in word or deed, including our time of fasting, we're doing it as unto the Lord. Amen. It's a sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. Evangelist, amen. And how you shared with us that scripture and how to stay and fast. And we fast to stay and firm, you said. Amen. And no compromise. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for you sharing your experiences, being candid, being honest with us, because we learn from that. We learn through the things we go through. And we can't sit around and watch the clock. And I used to do the same thing when I first fasted, but years ago, you know, sitting around watching the clock, seeing what time it's, you know, it's going to be to break fast. You know, that ain't the way you do it. Amen. But God, amen, hallelujah. Instead of watching that clock, why don't you get in your Bible and do some reading, amen, some meditating, some praise, some worship, amen. So it's a teaching. Amen. The Lord teaches us as we go, and we thank you for sharing your experiences and being honest with us. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. And whatever we do in word or deed, do it as unto the Lord and not as unto man. Amen. And to God be praised. Man, just I was sharing and mentoring a young lady, a couple of weeks ago. Matter of fact, she was the wife of a pastor. She's a pastor's wife. And we shared a lot of things. She shared a lot of things with me. And she wanted some direction. I said, you know what? I said, you already got your deliverance. because she used to be a people pleaser, but she's not a people pleaser anymore. She learned. I said, when you got your, you just needed somebody to talk to. You just needed a sounding board. I said, you already got your deliverance, because your greatest deliverance is deliverance from people. My Bishop West, Evelyn Westfield, my mother taught me that years ago. It's true. When you are no longer a people pleaser, you have your greatest deliverance. And that's a God-picking truth. That is true. Amen. As long as you running around trying to please people, I don't care how much you do. Beloved, nowhere in the Bible are we called to please people. Not one scripture. We are called to love people. We are not called to please people, because it's impossible to do it. It's impossible to please people. If Jesus couldn't please them, you can't please them either. Because I don't care how much you do, they're going to want you to do more. They're going to want you to do different. They're going to want you to do better. Huh? Glory be to God. And y'all know it. Huh? Glory be to God. But when you're pleasing God, you're going to leave all the rest behind and say, whatever will be, will be. I think Brother Paul put it this way, Evangelist. He said, Brother Paul said this. He said, when I heard from God, this is what, let me find the scripture real quick. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. This is what Brother Paul said, and we can learn something from him. Galatians chapter number 1, verse number 16. He says this, verse 15. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not rush to consult with flesh and blood. Glory be to God. And King James put it this way, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. In other words, Brother Paul said, I didn't get on social media, make no phone calls, or text anybody to ask somebody what they think about this. What you think, Doc? What you think, bro? What you think, mom? No, he said, I had already heard from God. So what I'm checking with you for? So you can mess everything up with your opinion. Huh? See, that's what you call not being a man pleaser. I'll share with you what God told me, but I ain't asking your permission or your opinion. I don't need your opinion because I already heard from God. Beloved, it sounds easy, but it's hard. It sounds easy, but it's hard. You know why? And this is why the Bible says when we walk with God, we got to have a little separation from family and friends. You will never get to your maximum potential with God as long as you real glued to family and friends. You want to know why? Because you love your family and friends so much, especially our spouses and our children. We do anything to please them, even if it means doing something different than what God told you. Why? Because you're a people pleaser. You're a people pleaser. That's why he said, let a man leave mother, leave father, leave children. You got to, see, separate yourself and put God first. God first. God's word first. I love you, baby. God's word first. Now, that's what you call not being a people pleaser. And it takes a moment to get there. But let me tell you something. It's your greatest deliverance. You ain't free until you learn how to be a God pleaser. You're not really free. You don't have perfect liberty until you learn not how to be a people pleaser, but to be a God pleaser. Well done, Evangelist Nancy. You always bring that, you always go deep, girl, and bring something else out. And so we want to thank God for you. Amen, and all that you do in the Lord's kingdom. Amen, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. And so, Nancy, we give everybody, you know, another minute in case they have any announcements. And I don't know if you have any announcements you want to make, amen, but you're under no obligation to say anything more because you already gave the word and you already gave the altar call. But if you'd like to take another 30 seconds and make an announcement for anything, feel free to do so at this time.
No, Pastor. I'm Pastor Alfreda. No, Pastor Bradford. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave everything up to you, but I appreciate you for being led by the Holy Spirit to allow me to come forth to bring the word of God. You've been there from the beginning for me. And I just want to say I appreciate you so much. I really do. And I love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Love you too.
You are so thank you.
Amen. Amen. Okay, saints. Amen. Today is number 6 of our fast, our corporate fast petition today. Is we are fasting to break generational curses and to develop new godly habits. That is our petition today. Breaking generational curses. Okay, we already taught on generational curses. And if we have time during our 21-day fast, we'll come back and share again. Amen. But we want to break the generational curses. That's the those curses that go from generation to generation. The glory be to God. I don't have time to really get in deep. Glory be to God. But we know, you know, diabetes from generation to generation, you know, alcoholism, premature, babies out of wedlock, poverty, you know, all these things, okay, that somebody has to break. All right. And so you can't do it without fasting. Amen. And that's why Jesus said this kind only comes by prayer and fasting. And as we break the generational curses, beloved, we also need to develop new habits this year. New habits, new patterns. Okay? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tomorrow, as we fast, amen, we are fasting for good health and our soul's prosperity. It is God's will for us to be in good health and prosper as our soul prospers. It is God's will. Sickness is not of God. Infirmities, diseases is not of God. I don't care what they told you. They not in the book. Okay? But nevertheless, we still have an obligation to pray. So we want to pray for our soul's prosperity. I know we trying to pray for some money. Look, later for the money going to come. When we seek God first, the money going to come. God trying to get you, make you a tithe payer before he give you the money. What good is for God to give you $1 billion and God can't trust you with a dime on a dollar? He already gave you 100 last week. You owe him 10 on that. He gave you $1,000 last week. You owe him 100 on that. So you know what I'm saying? What we need to pray, instead of praying for God to bless our finances, when we get to that day, you know what we're going to pray? Lord, increase my tithes and offerings. That's the kind of prayer we need to pray. Because if God increase our tithes and offerings, that means God done increase your money. See? And we have things in godly perspective now. Amen? So those are our two petitions. Today, we're breaking generational curses, developing new godly habits. And tomorrow, we are praying for good health and our soul's prosperity. And the scripture for that is 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John 1 and 2. And the scripture for the generational curses is Esther 7 and 10. Amen and amen. All right, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. We won't be back. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Amen. 9 o'clock on social media. Amen. Still continue the fasting. Okay. Whatever you're doing, the Daniel's fast, the water fast, the juice fast, the absolute fast, whatever fast you on. Amen. Do it as a good Lord. Amen. And be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Father, we thank you for this. We want to thank everybody. Oh, thank God for the praise party last night. Thank God for that praise party. It was different. We had so many people. Minister Joanne, last night was the first night that we had that many people there. A lot of people didn't say anything, but a lot of people was on the, that was the most we ever had. The most people showed up. So everybody that you were inviting showed up. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for the altar prayer all last week. Thank God for all of you who have served last week. We thank you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. We thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Over and over and over. We have 1 week down, beloved, and 2 weeks to go. And I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it because God is already moving. Amen. By his spirit and by his power. Father, we say thank you for this week, last week, today. Oh, Father God, yesterday, tomorrow. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you for the time of fasting and dedication, rededication, revival, renewal. Thank you, Father God, for the word coming forth today from Evangelist Nancy. Thank God for this woman of God. Thank you for the word that have come forth all this week. Thank you for a Bible study. Thank you for the last night praise party. Father God, we bless you. We say thank you. We magnify you. And we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Now, as we fast today, Father God, breaking the generational curses, Father God, that premature death, that thing that goes from generation to generation, it's in our DNA. It's in the DEA. That's why only prayer and fasting can break it. But Father God, we say thank you that it's broken. Amen. How violently we're coming at it in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father. And help us to develop new mindy mindsets, Father God, new healthy mindsets, Father God, change mindsets, transform the mindsets in your word. And we say thank you. Make fasting easy for us, Father. Make fasting. Nancy broke it down, man. Because when we break our fast, the food don't even taste the same. We don't even enjoy it, Father. To know that the devil tricked us again. He tricked us again, doggone it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, help us to realize that our fasting is a clue to what we really value. Oh, Father God, help us. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, Father. And we bless you and we magnify you. Now we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you all this week, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody have a lovely weekend. Come back tomorrow at 12 o'clock or meet us on social media at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. God bless you. Love you. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia. Hallelujah. Signing out. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation to everyone. Oh, to everyone that receives.